everyone. You've tuned into the Simple Thoughts and Reflections podcast, the show that brings you a few minutes of lighthearted and simple everyday thoughts and reflections. And I am your host, Faisal Hasnain. Today's episode is about the withdrawal of Naomi Osaka from the French Open. Obviously, the entire world of tennis and probably the entire world of sport knows about the withdrawal of Naomi Osaka a couple of weeks ago from this year's French Open tennis tournament at Roland Garros. Naomi Osaka is a genuine tennis talent, a superstar at 23, and one has to admire the way that she has literally taken the tennis world by storm in the last few years. She has won 4 Grand Slam titles, is a genuine brand, and one of the highest paid women athletes. And she is yet to reach her true potential. But the way that Naomi and Roland Garros parted ways was, I thought, a very sad incident. And I wish it hadn't happened the way that it did. Now, I am not a doctor or a psychologist, and so I am not talking about the causes of her withdrawal from a medical perspective. We are all genuinely concerned for her well-being, and I sincerely hope that Naomi returns very soon to the tennis courts, happy and refreshed, and starts enjoying her tennis again, and allows tennis fans like me to enjoy watching her play tennis again. And while her withdrawal has been analyzed extensively from a number of different angles, what I wanted to say was that I was surprised at the way this entire episode was being played out in front of the media and therefore the entire world. Now, perhaps I'm being naive, but I just can't understand how nowadays these things are acted out in the full glare of publicity. And while I'm not sure of what discussions, private discussions, if any, may have taken place between Naomi and the French Open tennis officials, it seems to me that both sides appear to be talking through their social media accounts and official statements, rather than personally, face-to-face, which may have been much better. Also, it seems to me that we are in an age where a public statement by one party appears to deserve to be responded to in exactly the same manner with the same publicity by the other party. But is that really necessary? Personally, I don't think so. So let's create a hypothetical scenario. A silly example really, but something purely to analyze matters. So for example, let's say that I receive an invitation to attend a party at someone's house and the host sets up a WhatsApp group chat account for all the guests that are being invited to that function. Now, one of the things that the host reiterates is that, like all his previous parties, he will not allow shoes to be worn inside his house. So the guests would have to take their shoes off and leave them outside the door. And they would then enter the house in their socks or barefoot. Now, that's one of the conditions that the host has always set. And therefore, if anyone wants to attend his parties, then they really need to take their shoes off. Now, let's say that I've got a genuine problem if I walk without my shoes on, because I've recently developed a medical condition and have some sort of blisters or other problems in my foot, and that makes it painful to walk without my shoes on. And so, I really need to have my shoes on all the time when I'm walking. So in this particular case, I think that the proper course of action for me would be to privately call the host, talk to him, tell him about my medical condition, and then see between the two of us what the options are. And perhaps we would arrive at some sort of a compromise between the two of us. And yes, one of those options could very well be that I should withdraw from the party. Because if an exception is made in my case, then others may want to follow suit. But on the other hand, let's say that the day before the party, I simply post a statement on that WhatsApp chat group and tell the group that I will not take my shoes off at the door. Now, this is a public statement that I've made that has actually challenged one of the key requirements of attendance at that function. It comes as a surprise to the host, and without the host knowing what the problem is or the extent of my problem. So, I've actually created the start of a situation as people now are talking about my statement, and it's getting more and more publicity, attention, and speculation. At that stage, the host probably has two choices. Because I've expressed my intent in a public forum and have in effect challenged him, he can feel that he should respond in the same way, and therefore he also responds on the WhatsApp group chat by saying that if I walk into his house with my shoes on, then I will be penalized. And if I continue to walk around with my shoes on, then I will be asked to leave the party. So, what's he done? He has now further aggravated the situation. However, after receiving my public WhatsApp message, the host could have swallowed his pride and tried to understand what I said. I would have only said for a reason. After all, I've been to his parties before. So, he could pick up the phone and talk directly to me, or better still, arrange for the two of us to meet and talk without the issue being made public. And at our chat, I could tell him about my medical condition and we could both try and resolve matters between the two of us. But let's say that the host doesn't talk to me directly and instead talks only through the WhatsApp group. Now, because the host has also gone public and has cracked the whip, so to speak, I then send out a further message to the group telling them that I'm withdrawing from the party, and then follow up with another message saying that I have been suffering from this particular medical condition in my foot. So now, we have collectively blown things up. And what has happened is that a public situation has been created that people who are not even in the chat group hear about and start analyzing from all angles. People start expressing their thoughts and opinions, and it becomes front page news for a while. And from then on, when I meet people, I'm asked, are you okay? How's your foot condition? Will you be coming to the next without shoes party? And this is something that I would have to live with for a while. And perhaps the next time I miss a without shoes party, speculation would start that my foot is hurting me again. And this in turn would continue to pressurize me, whereas it may have been better for the matter to remain private as I continue to quietly resolve my medical problems in my own time and in my own way. But that's, I guess, for people like me who are not celebrities and who don't have millions of fans and followers. Fans who are watching and following our every move and analyzing each and every statement that we make on social media. And yes, perhaps if one is a celebrity with millions of followers, then your fans do expect you to be open and transparent with them and let them know what's happening in your life. And by that, I mean everything that's happening, big or small, day in and day out. What you wear, where you buy your clothes from, what you eat, where you eat, where you take your holidays, and so on. And yes, maybe they even expect you to tell them about your medical conditions and what your doctor says. I do realize that we are now living at an age where corresponding primarily through social media is quite normal. So I guess that also had a bit to do with the way that events panned out at Roland Garros. Another thought, if I am suffering from a medical condition, is it better for me to deal with that privately? And when I say privately, I mean obviously involving my very close friends and family. Or is it better to let the whole world know through my Twitter account what I'm suffering from? I'm really not sure what the right answer is, and I guess this differs from person to person. And on a slightly separate topic, it's an observation of mine that many young people these days are much more comfortable in interacting with each other via social media rather than actually talking and physically interacting face to face. And by the way, I don't count Zoom as being face to face. And some young kids seem to have developed almost two different personalities. One that is, for example, very articulate, amusing, bright and confident while interacting on social media and on Zoom. And the same person being withdrawn, shy and very quiet and introvertish in a physical face-to-face situation. But there we have it. That's where we are, and that's the world that we live in today. Anyway, I really wish that things had not happened the way they did at the French Open, and that the matter had been dealt with at a more personal and private level. But in any case, at the end of the day, I certainly, and we all, genuinely and sincerely are concerned for and sympathize with Naomi Osaka. Hope that she recovers very soon, starts enjoying her tennis again, and gives us many, many years of watching her play great tennis. She genuinely has the potential to be not only a great tennis player on the court, but to be a great role model as well, away from the court. So that's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. If you did, then please subscribe to get access to previous episodes and to receive future episodes automatically. And if you can share this podcast with a friend, that would be fantastic. As always, take care and have a wonderful day. This is Faisal signing out.